I'm Justin Steinman, Vice President of Solution and Product Marketing. I'm going to talk with you about intelligent workload management, a new market in which Novell is competing, and we recently announced our intention to become a leader. First, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about what's driving the need for intelligent workload management. Intelligent workload management is being driven by the fact that CIOs need to balance two conflicting requirements inside and outside their enterprise right now: flexibility and control. They need to be flexible because they need to be able to respond to the business and have their IT environment respond as needed, on demand, in an agile fashion so that they can scale up or scale down, increase or decrease computing capacity as needed, that business only pays for the IT resources that they need. Some of the tools that are driving this flexibility are new technologies like virtualization, cloud computing, software as a service. These three technologies are receiving a lot of hype, but they are fundamentally changing the way that IT is being conducted. For example, although Forrester Research says only 1% of all workloads will be running in the cloud in 2010, I'd submit that 95% of all articles in the press are talking about cloud computing. According to Goldman Sachs, 55% of CIOs will not use the cloud at all in 2010, but that number drops to 21% in 2012. Virtualization also receives a fair amount of hype. But according to Gartner research, only 30% of all workloads will be virtualized in 2010. That means a CIO is trying to manage a complex computing environment of virtual servers, cloud computing, and their traditional mainframe and x86-based architectures that they need to work together to deliver a seamless computing experience for their end user who are simply trying to get their job done and get the business services that they need to be efficient and productive. The business user doesn't really care whether his work is being done in the cloud or a virtual server or on a physical server. He just wants to know that his inventory report is available right now when he needs it. So that's one half of the equation, flexibility. We've got all these computing tools working together to deliver the agile infrastructure. The other competing requirement is the need for increased control. You can no longer just go down and lock all of your data in your basement, put a padlock on the door housing your mainframe. You need to be able to control the access to your data and the security of your data because it's now sitting in physical, virtual, and cloud computing environments at multiple locations with potentially multiple vendors. You need to be able to look at the access to know who is looking at what data and what they are doing with that access. You need real-time security control, monitoring, information to know what's going on and so that you can be alerted if someone is looking at something they shouldn't be so you can take corrective action. There are ever-increasing compliance requirements, Basel II, HIPAA, Sarbanes-Oxley, that public companies and even private companies are required to prove that they are in compliance with government regulations around privacy of data and who is looking at what information, and they even need to be able to go through and audit it. The average cost of a data breach is $6.6 million per breach, and there are more than 300 million records compromised in 2008 alone. What does that mean? The requirements for control are greater than ever, and it's complicated by the fact that there is increasing flexibility of where and how information is stored and accessed. When you add it together, there is a new market opportunity for solutions in intelligent workload management. Intelligent workload management helps enterprises take advantage of the distributed computing resources in a secure and compliant manner. It's a pragmatic approach that helps enterprises leverage their three pools of computing resources: their physical computing capacity, their virtual computing capacity, and this new cloud capacity. Let's talk about how we've evolved and gotten to this point in time. Every IT computing environment starts out like this: existing internal capacity. This is our physical computing world where, historically, one application sat on one operating system on top of one server. This world was managed by a set of service management tools like IBM Tivoli or HP OpenView, and a set of business service management on top that linked the IT to the business. And of course, there was requirements for governance and compliance tools to audit and secure the information. I'd submit to you that the IT world never fully solved this problem before adding more complexity with the rise of virtualization. Now, the CIO had a second pool of computing resources, virtualization, where the application was actually disaggregated from the hardware and can be moved around based on business requirements. There's a second set of management tools here, for example, VMware vCenter, and a very limited right now set of business service management tools that connects the virtualized capacity to the business world. And again, there needs to be requirements for and tools for security and governance. But the challenge that the CIO faces is he's got one stack of computing software here, another stack of computing software here, and no tools to link them together. Now, what was going on is this all happened behind the firewall. Still, I could control all of my security inside the four walls of my enterprise. With the introduction of cloud computing, data, information, and applications move beyond the firewall out into the cloud, where someone else now controls the infrastructure. And it starts to get a little bit hazy about who exactly has responsibility for the security. There's no doubt that every CIO wants to leverage all three pools of computing capacity so they have the ability to scale up or scale down on demand and pay just for the IT that they're actually using. But this new cloud computing environment has a third set of IT service management tools and a third set of limited business service management tools. And really, governance and compliance is still very much emerging. In fact, the number one inhibitor to cloud adoption right now is governance and compliance and security tools. The CIO, however, is looking for a pragmatic approach to managing all of this. He or she is looking for one way to ensure that computing is optimized across all three pools of resources in a secure, compliant, policy-driven manner so that they can have one set of IT service management, one set of business service management, one governance and compliance framework, and they can have portable applications that can move from physical to virtual to cloud and back again. Intelligent workload management is a rapidly emerging hot market space, and there are many companies in this market offering solutions for intelligent workload management. What makes Novell's approach to intelligent workload management unique is the fact that we view everything through the prism of identity. Let's take a look at some of the traditional markets that have come together to create intelligent workload management. Historically, there were four distinct spheres of management inside the enterprise. There was resource management, which actually tracked the physical hardware and server and applications and deployed those resources in a most efficient manner. There is service management, which linked the IT resources to the line of business. However, these still were two separate and distinct spheres of management. There was a security management and compliance management, tracking the actual security of who's looking at what data and controlling the access to that, and then finally providing auditing support. And then finally, there was a general purpose OS that underlied every application. Now, general purpose OS was in the enterprise because every application used a piece of the operating system, but there was really no way to customize the operating system efficiently. So we deployed one general OS that everybody used a piece of. And then finally, there was isolated identity awareness in the form of a directory sitting outside these four spheres of management. Now, what differentiates Novell's approach is the fact that we've integrated all four spheres of management and done it in an identity-managed fashion. With SUSE Studio, we have the ability to deliver a fully supported, customized operating system that has just the bits required for the application running on top of it. We've integrated security management, resource management, and service management into one package so that you can have a real-time, identity-aware view of what's happening inside your enterprise so that you can ensure your resources are being deployed efficiently, they are providing the right levels of business service to your end users, and the fact that all the information is secure, compliant, and audible. When you put it all together and you put it in one identity-managed package, Novell's approach is unique because we are the only vendor who can put all three pieces together, the customizable operating system, security identity software, and the systems management software, and then deliver it in a package that is easily consumed by the customer. The other unique differentiating point of the Novell approach to intelligent workload management is the fact that our approach is modular. Although we offer a complete package, customers can get started today with just one or two pieces of our technology, potentially one product, for example, Novell Sentinel or Platespin Migrate, and then from those products, they can actually move towards their full intelligent workload management vision. Intelligent workload management is a vision for where the market is going. Novell has products today in each of these buckets that then plug in together to deliver the full intelligent workload management vision over time.